I'm Peter Gay Hodges with GIS Midday News for Monday, October 24. Coming up, Prime Minister hails late Supreme Ventures Limited CEO Brian George. Jamaica makes advancements in the elimination of the worst forms of child labor. And the Port Authority of Jamaica to undertake renovation work in Ocho Rios. The news in detail after the break.
I remember when I didn't like school and Mommy used to have to wake me up.
Tabla, hurry up. You're going to be late for school.
Hey, now that I have a tablet, you don't need to wake me up. Since Mommy and Daddy bought me a tablet, I use my tablet for all kinds of cool stuff. I use my tablet to read books. I use my tablet to learn about history and science. I use my tablet to help with my homework. I even use it to talk to my daddy at work. Hello, Daddy!
Learning is easy and fun with a tablet. Take care of your tablet. Use it wisely.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness has hailed the late President and Chief Executive Officer of Supreme Ventures Limited and Vice Chairman of the National Health Fund, Brian George, as a true believer in Jamaica. Mr. George passed away on Sunday, October 23, after being ill for some time. In a statement released by the Office of the Prime Minister, Mr. Holness paid tribute to Mr. George's legacy in the development of Jamaica's economy and the private sector. He says it would be difficult to enumerate all the contributions the Trinidad and Tobago native made to Jamaica and its people. Mr. Holness says Mr. George's legacy will be cherished by all who he touched and impacted with his selflessness and dedication to Jamaica. Meanwhile, Leader of the Opposition, Portia Simpson Miller, is expressing condolences to the family and friends of the late President and CEO of Supreme Ventures Limited, Brian George. Mrs. Simpson Miller says Mr. George has been an integral and valuable part of the Jamaican business community since assuming the leadership of Supreme Ventures in 2003. Mr. George was instrumental in the growth of the gaming industry in Jamaica and spearheaded initiatives to utilize the proceeds of the industry for the social and economic development of the country. Mr. George was also an active board member of the Chase Fund and in 2012 was appointed chairman of the board of directors of the Port Security Corps and director of the Development Bank of Jamaica. Mrs. Simpson Miller extends sincere condolences to his wife Kenia, his sons, other relatives, and the Supreme Ventures family. The Port Authority of Jamaica, PAJ, is to undertake renovation work on the Reynolds Pier in Ocho Rios, St. Anne, at a cost of $230 million. The announcement was made by PAJ project manager Christopher Hamilton, who said the project will form part of plans to reposition Jamaica as the Caribbean's premier cruise destination. The work will include improvements to the pier's parking area as well as construction aimed at boosting ground transportation for visitors. He adds that a promenade is to be built along the waterfront to connect the pier with Ocho Rios, enabling pedestrian movement along that area. The enhancement of the facility's overall aesthetics will also be carried out, bringing the pier up to international standards and providing the tourist town with the facilities to accommodate more mega cruise liners. Mr. Hamilton says commercial activities such as sugar and limestone export will be maintained, being conducted alongside cruise shipping activities. And the United States Department of Labor is reporting that Jamaica has made moderate advancements in efforts to eliminate the worst forms of child labor. The 2015 U.S. report on child labor worldwide found that among the improvements made by Jamaica was the government's approval of the National Action Plan to Combat Human Trafficking. The plan outlines goals for assisting victims of human trafficking and child labor and increasing awareness of trafficking violations through public education. It also targets law enforcement officials to address the commercial sexual exploitation of children, conducts public awareness campaigns, and implements outreach programs. In addition, the report says the Jamaican government's Special Multi-Agency Strategic Development Child Protection Program ran a center to assist victims of the worst forms of child labor. Despite the advancements, the U.S. Department of Labor says Jamaica still has much work to do. It notes that although the government has laws prohibiting the use of children in some illicit activities, it does not prohibit the use, procurement, and offering of children for drug trafficking and production. In addition, the report says programs to combat child labor are insufficient to adequately address the extent of the problem. That was GIS News. I'm Peter Gay Hodges.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.